Okay, let's begin our discussion of Demai Daf Samach Gimel, and we are on Demai Samach Beis Amid Beis. We are on to the second to last daf. We'll do the last Mishnah in our parak of Be'ez Hashem later today. And today's shiur again is sponsored, like all the Mesechta Shiurim, by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are up to Samach Beis Amid Beis, a little story about Achilles. Achilles is Unkelus, according to the Mefarshim. Maravolda says Achilles is who Unkelus shechiber targum al haTorah. He was machaber the targum on the Torah, and we'll mention 2 points about that soon. So the Gemara says Achilles hager, 6 lines up from the bottom, chilek imechav. He was machalek. Remember, he was a ger, he was a Roman convert, and his father died, and he was being split. He was splitting up the property with his brothers. And as we said in yesterday's Mishnah, if the Yerusha of a ger is midarabanan, midaraisa, there is no Yerusha, but midarabanan, shema yachzor lasuro, maybe he would want to go back. Not that he actually can. He can't go back. Once somebody's a Jew, he's a Jew. But he might want to go back based on financial reasons, so we don't want him to give him that yetzahara. So Chazal said that we could say that he's going to get a portion of the Yerusha, and that's midarabanan. So if it's splitting up, that he's allowed to say to his brother that you take the Avodah Zarah and I'm going to take the other stuff, even though it's not exactly the same thing, but we said because it was never really his in the first place, right? The Yerusha is midrabanan, and he never gets ownership of it. If he did, as the Mishnah said, im mishabol rishos hager, once he gets rishos of it, then he does a kinyan, then fine. Then we'll say it's like the other cases of a joint kinyan, and the only way to split up and rely on brera is if you split up the exact same items. They both get chitim, they can both get saorim, etc. But before that point, in our case, then one could split up non-equal items because he never got rishus of it. So Achilles Agir Chilek Imechav Vehichra Latzmo. But what did he do? He was machmir on himself. Beholech Hanah Yam HaMelech, and he was machmir, and he threw his Hanah into the Yam HaMelech. Right, he threw it away. He didn't want to get Hanah from it. So what does that mean? What did he throw into the Yam HaMelech? So the Gemara has 3 different opinions. How he was machmir on himself. Tlasa Amurin. 3 different opinions. Chad Amar Dmei Avodah Zarah Holok Yam HaMelech. Some say it's the value, all the money that he received. Meaning you get the Avodah Zarah and I get money, and Unkelus got more money than the actual Avodah Zarah was worth, right? He got a large way. He threw that whole thing, right? Threw that whole amount that he got keneged the Avodah Zarah. So Demei Avodah Zarah, right? The Amar Folda says Ma'osha Nato Neged Avodah Zarah. The amount of money that he took keneged the entire Avodah Zarah. That's the first opinion. Even though even if you want to say that, oh, he yarshes a percentage of the Avodah Zarah, he'll only yarshen a percentage, not keneged the whole Avodah Zarah. But he was machmir, keneged the whole Avodah Zarah, he threw it to the yam. Or, v'charana amar, second opinion, demei chelko note, he was allowed to keep that. The Mishnah said that it's never considered his. It's not called demei Avodah Zarah. Right? He's allowed to keep that, but he was machmir on himself. The other opinion says, v'charana amar, demei chelko shel Avodah Zarah, holoch yam melech. Not all the money that he got, but a portion. A portion, let's say half the money that he got, keneged the Avodah Zarah, because that's all he theoretically would have been connected to. Or the Marafolda, Hainu Masha Nata Mitiltule, Kineget Mitiltule, Kineget Avodah Zarah, Hayamolach Wazel Metaltan Alol Yamamelach. Number one. Or, Lishna Achrida, Dmei Chelko, Hainu Chatzi, Lefishalo Haye Bagila Mitchila Ela Chatzi Mimana. Vachor Nikr, that's what the Marafolda says, the pshat that he likes, that's what I just explained. That is the percentage of the Avodah Zarah that was connected to him, that really was never connected to him, but the whole thing was a chumrah, but that's what he did. Number two. As we said yesterday, the different categories of Avodah Zarah, that are all Asr Bahanah. Avodah Zarah, Dmei Avodah Zarah, Noy Avodah Zarah, and Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. And number three, this sounds like it's talking about actual Avodah Zarah. Third opinion, Vecharana Amar, Avodah Zarah Atzma Holok Liyam HaMelech. Wow. Avodah Zarah Atzma, what does that mean? Not only did he take his value, but he took the Avodah Zarah itself. He said he wanted to prevent his brothers from doing Avodah Zarah, right? One of the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach. And maybe it's not mamish lifnei iver. I mean, there is lifnei iver by Bnei Noach, by Goyim, right? It's the classic example that is given in Maseches Avodah Zarah, right? We talk about wine to a Nazir and Aver Min HaChai to a Ben Noach. So there is Lifnei Iver, if I facilitate a Ben Noach doing a sin, but here, he's not facilitating. He's just getting his own stuff, and his brother is just getting the Avodah Zarah, but he didn't want his brother to do Avodah Zarah, so he went out of his way. He took the Avodah Zarah in the splitting up, and he let his brother take the money, and then he took the Avodah Zarah, and he threw it into the sea. Avodah Zarah Atzma Holich Liyam HaMelech. Wow, that's Unkelus worrying about his brother. So then, the last line, it's a question of what the girsa is, whether we keep in the Ella or we take out the Ella. The Gra takes out the Ella. The Gra just says, Liyam HaMelech, Bishvil La'akra Avodah Zarah Mibeis Abba. To uproot Avodah Zarah from Beis Abba. He didn't want the Avodah Zarah in his house. The Marifolda has the same shot, but he just keeps the Ella in. Right? Klomar. He only did this because. Right, well, you have the Ella in there. The Gra says it just reads smoother without the Ella, but either way, we know what it means. He just wanted to get the Avodah Zarah out of his Beis Abba, even though there was no per se chiyuv in doing that. Last line of the Pnei Moshe. Velo shahaya chiyuv bedavar. Wasn't mechuyuv to do it, but he just wanted to. Wanted his father's house not to be connected to Avodah Zarah. So Unkelus makes his mark here in this story. But as we know, maybe the most famous story in Shas Bavli of Unkelus is the story of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about how the Roman Caesar tried to get Unkelus back, into Rome. Unkelus bar Clonimus, Igayer. He converted, says the Gemara. Shadar Kesar Gunda to Romaya Basre. The Caesar sent a group of Romans in order to bring him back. Mashchinu Bekroi Igayer. But he started to talk to them in Torah with Psukim, and Unkelus converted them. Hadar Shadar Gunda to Romaya Chrina Basre. So then he sent a second group of Romans. Amarlo, he says to them, Lo Timru Lev Lo Midi. Don't talk to him in Torah. Just bring him back. As they were going, he says to them, let me just talk to you about something, Stam. Let me talk to you about life. I'm not talking, no religious discussion. Can we just talk about life? They said, fine. He talks about all different levels in the army. The lowest level in the army is a Nipiora, right? So he holds the candle for the Pifiora. Pifiora la Duxa. Duxa la Hegmona. Hegmona la Kuma. Right? They all hold candles for the one that's above them. Kuma minaka nura mikami inshi. The Kuma, the highest level, the head of the armed forces. Kuma, Rashi says, Melech. Is he going to hold a candle and service somebody under him? No. Amrilelo, they say, of course not. Why are you talking to us about this, Unkelus? Armalu, he says, ah, gotcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Naka Nurak, Am Yisrael. Hashem, the Melech Malach HaMalachim, he holds a candle before Am Yisrael. Yechsiv, Vashem Olech Lefnehem Yomam, Vigomer, Yigayar Kulu, and they all converted. So, try number two did not work. So the Roman Caesar is losing his patience here. Hadash Shadar Gunta Achrina Basrei. He sends a third group after Unkelus, and Armalu, he says to them, he gives them instructions, Lo Tishto Midi Bahadei. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him, just bring him. Maybe he thought that he could convince him. So don't talk to him. Kinakti leva azli, as they were going out. Chazem mezuzta de mancha pischa. So Unkelus sees the mezuzah. Osiv yadei Allah. Unkelus puts his hand on the mezuzah as he walks out. Right, that's the makar for those that put their hand on the mezuzah, they'll kiss it. It says here just that he put his hand on the mezuzah. And according to one girsa, achich, he smiled. Right? Amar, Amalei, Amaiko. See, he didn't say a word. He didn't want to violate the agreements. He just smiled. So, and then they say, Amaiko Machai, what are you smiling about? What are you smiling about? Or Argyrsa just says, Amarlo Mai Hai. What's going on? So, Amrulei, Amalon At. According to Argyrsa, it says that he says to them, what do you think I'm doing? And they say, he was baiting them. And they say, no, you tell us. Amalon At. According to the other Girsa, the Mesuras Hashas, he just smiled. Either way, Amar Lahu Minhago Shalola Melach Pasav Adam Yoshi Mivifriv Avadam Shamir Moshe Mivachutz. The way of the world: the king sits inside, the president is inside, and the secret service and the servants are outside guarding him. Vilo Kadosh Baruch Hu Avadam Mivifriv Umishamir Mivachutz. And Hashem, he's outside guarding his servants who are inside. Shneimar Hashem Yishbar Tzeischav Ovecha Meyatav Yadolam Igayer. So they converted too. Sulo Shadar Basre. The Roman Caesar gave up, and he says, you know what? Just forget it. And he didn't try to get Unkelus back. That's one Gemara. The other Gemara is the Halacha Gemara, which doesn't mention Unkelus, but just mentions the Halacha. That we know the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, that a person gets arichas yamim by doing shnayim. Right? Should I make a vechat targum? Unkelus gets in there an amazing hashkafa, an amazing position that Unkelus holds, that shnayim make a vechat targum. That targum, this ger, was able to join the ranks and enter into the world of halacha by shnayim mikra vechat targum. That's the Gemara. What's not more amazing, just also amazing, I think we mentioned this in the past night, is Rashi. Rashi made it into Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Like, how did that happen? Rashi lived hundreds of years after the Gemara. And yet the Rishonim say that Rashi made it in there. Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And we could do Rashi for Shnayim Mikra. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yirei Shemayim, Yosudei Shteyim, do both. But how did Rashi get in there? It just reflects the godless of Rashi. And how the Rishonim already, right? Rashi jumped, you know, hundreds of years backwards in order to get into the halacha of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Amazing. Okay, says the last Mishnah here in our... Actually, no, second to last Mishnah. Second to last Daf, second to last Mishnah, in our parak. So says the Mishnah, Halacha Ches, Taman Taninan. Actually, it's not... it's related to... I shouldn't say it's like, I don't know, the last Mishnah. This is not... this is the Ridvaz says that, according from the Pnei Moshe, this is going on the Seifa of the Mishnah. It's commenting, right? V'ta'us sofer shenidfas labasar halacha ches. Right? It's a mistake here, right? Because it doesn't say the word masnis on here. It just says halacha ches, so it's a mistake. You should take it out. I knew there was only one Mishnah here. Okay. So Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Peah. We had back in the last parak of Peah, in the eighth parak, Ne'emanim alalekav shikav peah b'shaitan. Remember, if you meet an ani walking on the street and he has lekat shikav peah, he's believed to say it's lekat shikav peah, and therefore they're pater from Trumas and Maisras. Right? He's believed to say b'shaitan, as long as it's at the time of year that it's usually given out to him, and it makes sense. It makes sense that he would have it. So the anim are believed to say that, even though they're not Chaveirim, they're believed to say that this is Leket Shechav HaPeah and Potter for Truas and Maestros. V'hachat Amar Hachin. And what about here? Why is that different from here? Because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if somebody comes in and says, hi, this is my produce. So you have to be Maaser. Right, this in Surya, if you remember, we spoke. But Mu'usarne, but if he says, they're Mu'usar already, Neman, Shapes Asher Huapeh Shehitir. But then the last line said, Im Yadua. If it is known that he has fields in Surya, and so then it's, we know the first step, so that's not Pesha Asar. So therefore, then we would say Chayav La'aser, right? Like the case of Pesha Asar, if we know that she was married, then she's not believed to say I was divorced. If we never knew she was married, then she's believed to say both. Nishbesi v'tahorani. Well, those are the two cases in Maseches Ksuvos. There's the third case. If we know that he has a field in Surya, then he is not believed to say that it is Mu'usar. But if we don't know anything, then he would be believed. So ask the Gemara, why wouldn't he be believed? Right, the Pnei Moshe says this is going on the Seifa of the Mishnah. Seifa of the Mishnah, where we know to be a dua, we know that he has a field in Surya, is not believed to say Mu'usar in Haim. Why? We see in the Mishnah Peah that he's believed to say that is basically Mu'usar, is Pater from Trumas and Maestros. He's believed to say it's Lekat Shechav Peah and it's Pater from Maestros. Even though there also there's a Suffolk, whether it is Mishal Chiyav or lo, we rely on him. So why do we rely on the Aniyama Aretz at the end of Maseches Peah, that he's believed to say Lekat Shechav Peah? Well, the Mishnah here says, if he says that they are Peros Chutz La'aretz, or from an Akum, he would not be believed if we know that the field is his. So the Gemara answers, Taman Shtikaso Pater. What would we have assumed had he not said anything? That's the difference. So are we really relying on him? Over there in the Mishnah Peah, he's carrying stuff at this time of year. So we would have thought it was like a Shechav Peah even without his saying anything. He's an ani. He's carrying produce. He doesn't have his own stuff. So Taman Shtikaso Pater. That's what we would have thought, even if he didn't say anything. Bramhacha Shtikaso Chayev. But here, if he wouldn't have said anything, we would have thought Chayev. Right? If he would have Chayev, we would have been Mechayev. Why? Because we know the field is his. Or we know he has fields in Syria. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Umishani Taman Shtikaso Pater Bramhacha Shtikaso Chayev. Lo Kidaka Amrit. Not like we originally thought. Dineman Hulomar Mishel Akumhu. Not that he's believed to say it belongs to a guy. Mistama, what a nun he has at this time of year, is from Lekat Shechem Epeya, so he would have said nothing, we would have believed him. But this person, this Amar who has a field in Syria, Ilu Havi Shasik, Havi Becheskas Chiyuv. If he would have not said anything, we would have thought it's from his own stuff. The stomach Mishalahu, maybe. Hilkach Ibal Omar, Mishalakum Haim Einu Ne'aman. So if he says Mishalakum, or it's Pater somehow, he is not believed, or it's Meusar, it is not Ne'aman. Fine, that's the chilek, what we would have thought had he not said anything. And the Gemara says, V'tani Kin, we have a Brisa that also says that. So let's focus on the, let's do the Graz Girsa. V'tani Kin. Es Sheshtika, the Gemara adds in a couple of words. Es Sheshtika, so Patur Ne'aman Af Lahakel. If he would have kept quiet and we would have thought Patur, if he wouldn't have said anything, then we believe him when he talks, even to be Mekel. Because we would have been Mekel even without him. But Shtikaso Lahachmir, but if he hadn't said anything, we would have been Machmir, Upirusho Lahakel, and now he's trying to explain and be Mekel. Eino ne'eman. That's the girsa of the gra. So it all depends. Basically, the brisa supports what we just said in the Gemara. If he would have been quiet, he would have been potter, that he's believed, even lakula, and therefore you don't have to take off matnes aniyim. In that case, shtikaso lahachmir, but in a case where he's not saying anything, we would have been machmir, and he would have needed his explanation in order to be mekel, then he is not believed. The girsa of the gra. Good. Says the Gemara, Tani, we continue now with the Braisa. Goy, Shayet Soveach Va'omer, Bo Vatzulu Mochem Imeni. This Braisa comes up on the last daf in Yevamos. That's what most people are familiar with, this Tosefta, north from the last daf in Yevamos, Kuf Chapes. So a Goy that's screaming, we're talking about Ne'amanis here. He's screaming and saying, everybody come buy from me. He's trying to get everybody to buy his produce, but for some reason he messes up, right? He doesn't realize all the halacha. He's trying to get a Jew to buy from him, but by saying what he said, he ends up saying to the Jew, it's aser for you. So what's the case? Come buy from me. Right. The question is, are we going to assume that the guy is lying and he's just trying to say things to get the Jew to come buy from him? And if he's lying, then maybe we could disregard his words and then eat whatever he's talking about or no. So he's trying to get us to buy, and what does he say? The first phrase is, there's a word that's missing, that again, the Mefarshim put in based on the Gemara, how it's formulated in Yevamos. Peros Azekahain. Peros Azekahain. Right, that's the Girsa of the Gra and the Girsa of others. Well, he says, come buy from me. It's Peros Azekah. What are Peros Azekah? So that is a discussion there in Yevamos, let's just finish the phrase. It's Peros Azekah and Peros Arlahim. They're Arla, meaning they're just planted fruits. The first couple of years of the tree, they're delicious. But he just said that the first 3 years, they're Arla. Neta Ravai, they're the fourth year fruit. So in all these cases where it ends up that he's putting his foot into his own mouth and he's messing up, Eino Naaman, we do not have to believe him, even Lakula. And therefore we can say they're not Arla, they're not Ravai, they're not Azekah, and therefore a Jew can partake of them and not worry about any type of Isser. So we know Arla and Ravai. What are Azekas? This is a huge topic within the world of the Sugya of Shemitah. What appears Azekas? So Rashi, the Marifolda here, quotes it here, the two days, but Rashi, at the end of Yevamos, quotes from his Rebbeim, Azeka means Shamur. Shamur. That's what Azeka means. Rashi quotes there, let me just find it, Shal Azeka, Mi Pardes Mi'uzak, Vigeder Saviv Lo Lashomro. It's from a guarded field. Vishna Shvius. And it's Shemitah. It doesn't say Shemitah in the text here, but that's what it's talking about. It's a Shemitah field, and the guy is saying, I guarded it, no animals got here, it's a very protected field, and it's delicious, and don't think it was touched by anybody. So Vakashali, so Rashi says, Demai Isser Yeshkan. So what's the problem here? All the other ones are Arla, Ravai. It's a Shemitah field that was surrounded by a fence. Okay, so why is that Asur, says Rashi? Im Avar Zmana Biur Lo Shtamina Meshumer Lo Shtamina Mufkar Asurim. If it's after the time of Biur Perish Shvius, as is discussed, right, and let's say the Rashi seems to be holding like the Ramban, you have to get it out of your house. The Rambam says you have to burn it. But okay, either way. But if it's about after the Shas Hefker, then it's Asur, even if it wasn't guarded. If it's before the Zmana Biur, why would it be Asur? Just because if it's guarded, right? So Rashi says, I don't know what that means, and therefore Rashi says Azeka rather is a city in Eretz Yisrael, and what the kids selling fruit in Chutz La'aretz. And all of a sudden he says, no, Azeka was a place where they had delicious fruit, and he says, yeah, these are from Azeka. So do we have to be worried that the guy is really telling us that it's fruit from Eretz Yisrael, and we have to be worried about Shumas and Maestros from that field? Da'ay Azeka, Shema Yirshu Eretz Yisrael, Upei Roseha Mishubachim. V'maya Oved Kochavim Zeh B'Chutz La'aretz. Umishabcham the Amr may Azeka Heveti and Khoshin Lomar MS Tavarav. You don't have to be worried that he's talking the truth. Vishemalona Sasru, Vishra Machram Lon, his Jews sold it to him. Ella, in all these cases, Lahashbiach Mecho. He's just saying all these things to try to convince the guy, the Jew, to buy from him, but not that he really is telling the truth. So that is Rashi. Look in Tosfos. Tosfos there in Yavamas Kuf Kafes and also in Sukkah Daflamites, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shamur v'ne'evad in Shemitah makes the fruit asur. Yes, Rashi, Azeka, it was guarded in Shemitah, that makes it asur, based on the Medrash. Tosfos there says, in Kufchat Beis and Yavamas, v'nir l'arbeinu tam, I argue on Rashi, d'vehed yak tanya, this is a braisa, in the Torah's Kohanim, the Pasuk says, v'ez inveh nizarecha lo sivsar, we darshan, don't be botzer. What do you mean, envy nizrecha? Don't harvest the grapes? Why can't you harvest the grapes in Shemitah? Min ha-meshumar yata botzer, avalata botzer min ha-mufkar. Min ha-meshumar, from the guarded, you are not allowed to harvest. So Rabbeinu Tam understands that to mean the fruit become ne'esar. The Pashem Shah, you might say, Rov Rishonim, all the Chachmei Svarad, and the Rambam, all the Rishonim say, what does it mean you can't harvest what's guarded? It just means it's usher to guard. It's usher to guard, but, right, you have to be mafkir the shvita fruit, but it doesn't make the fruit usher, or ne'evad, or if it's worked. Right, we don't paskin that, but that's Rebbe Tam, we don't paskin that Rebbe Tam. But that's Rebbe Tam understands the word azeka, like that deya that's quoted in Rashi, Rov Rishonim, don't agree with Rabbi Natam, Rov agree with Rashi. The big question, besides Svara, the Svara Rabbi Natam is a big chiddush, right? The fruit become usher because of what? You didn't touch the fruit. Because of the Maisa Hagavra, because he did something or he didn't do something. There's a Chakira, Reb Blumenzweig in his Sefer on Shemitah discusses, right? Is Rabbeinu Tam based on the fact that you need a Maisa of, the Maisa Avera of Shamur, the Maisa Shmir is asering the fruit? Or do we say that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need a Maisa Materes Shel Hefker? And that makes the fruit mutter. What does it start out being? That's an interesting question, what the svar for Rabbeinu Tam is. But the big question on Rabbeinu Tam that's asked is from the Gemara in Bamatzia Kuf Yudches, where you have it here, Tosfos, I'm reading it from Yevamos Kuf Chaf Beis here, Shomrei Svichim, right? They needed to keep certain grains during Shemitah guarded so they could use it for the Beis HaMikdash. So Shomrei Svichim, those that guarded the Svichim, the aftergrowth, so they would have for the Karbanos of the Omer, the Shtialechem, they used to take their schar, their wages from the Trumas HaLishka. What do you mean, Shomrei Svichim? But if it's guarded, according to Rabbi Tam, it becomes Aser. And you're not allowed to use anything that's Aser to eat as a Karban. Karikan Mimashki Yisrael, Menamutel Yisrael, Umeshumar Aser Yisrael. Right, so how did Rabbi Tam answer that question? So most Bali Tosfos answer for him, oh, they only guarded it from Ragle Behema. They didn't guard it from Ragle Adam. Which, yeah, they have to ask, okay, so that's not called Shamur? You have to give a svara for that. Why is it only Shamur if it's guarded from Ragle Adam too? Right? Or Tosfos and Menachas, Daf Pedal, gives a different answer. He says, oh, if it's L'Shem Hekdesh, it's okay. So okay, what does that mean? Why is it Mutter L'Shem Hekdesh? If it's Aser Shamur, then why would it make a difference? Okay, big discussion, the Ritva, also in Yevamis, all the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ritva in Yevamis deals with this, but again, Paskins like Rashi, he quotes Rashi, Pihim Rebosa, but he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes this question, maybe it only means Betzira, this Rov Rishonim understand that Torah's Kohanim that Tosfos quoted. Well, you're not allowed to be botzerit in the normal way. You have to do it with a shinui. Do it with a shinui. That's what the Bitsira means. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So the Braisa says that if a guy starts screaming and saying, it's Arlis, Rabbi, trying to be Meshaviach, his Makach, you don't have to trust him. Einon Eman and his Mutter even Lakula. Imam Ramigoy Ploni Abesim. But if he says, I brought it from a specific guy, right, I brought it from a specific guy, so, and it's a specific place, and I'm telling you, with Arla Rabbi, so then, Ne'eman Lahachmir Divrei Rebbe. It's Ne'eman, we believe him, Lachumra, Rebbe says. Marafolda, she was Surah Mishum Shvias for Arla. So then we believe him that it's Shvias and Arla. But we don't believe him, Lakula, that if it's Shemitah, and therefore there's Pata from Isris. But we believe him, at least Lachumra. No, Divri Agai lo malav lo maritan. Chacham say, no, his words are not trusted. Even Lahachmir in Ne'eman, he's not believed at all. Not believe at all, and we assume that he's just being Lashbiach Mekach. Rabbi Yehuda Boyi, Rabbi Yehuda adds, what about Haya? We switch the word. Mesiach, says the Gra. Mesiach Lefitumo, what if he, the guy, is not trying to sell stuff? He's just having a conversation with you, and he happens to mention Derech Haga. Mesiach Lefitumo, right? Is that trusted? Unanswered question. Rabbi Yehuda Boyi, right? We skip the next two words. Kusi Kagoi, what about Kusim? Are Kusim also like a guy? That means Lomala Vomaridim, we don't trust their words at all? Or would we trust them? Again, all unanswered questions. The Rush uses this brisa, by the way, in Moed Katan, in the third parak, where we have 100 simanim in the Rush, all about Inyani Avelis. So he uses this to discuss whether a guy is believed Mesiach Lefitumo, to tell us that a man has died. A man has died in terms of Avelis. So the Gemara answers the second question, at least. We didn't answer the first question about Goy, but is Palgan Kusi Kagoy, Divrei Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Kusi, Ki Yisrael L'chol Davar. Machlokes, whether a Kusi is like a Goy in terms of his Nemanis, or a Kusi is Ki Yisrael L'chol Davar. Period. Im Yadua Sheish Lo Sadas. Now back to the last line of the Mishnah. If the, it is known that the Amaretz has a field, so then, we do not apply the principle of Pesha Asar, Hu Pesha Hiter. So Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Vushihei Rov Michnaso Mishalo. When does this rule apply? We had the word Michnaso earlier. If most of the stuff that he has is his, if most of it is his, so then we would, these laws would apply. The Marafolda quotes the Rambam here in Hilchas Meiser. Vim Yadua Sheish Lo Karka B'Surya. If we know he has land in Surya, and we know that he sells most of his stuff from his own property, Vaya Rov Mim Karo Mishalo, so then we would have, like we said earlier, if he wouldn't have said anything, we would have thought the stuff is from his in Surya, and then we would have to take off Trubas and Meisers. Chayv Alokeach. So if it's mostly from him, but if we know that he has a field, but we know most of his stuff does not come from his field, then he would be believed to say Musarin, because we would believe him, remember, even if he was Shosik. Next, Yisrael Shahayelo Aris B'Surya. If Yisrael has a sharecropper and I'm an Aris in Surya, V'Shilach Lo Peros, and the Aris sends, right, the Aris we know has to give a percentage of the produce to the owner. So what if the Aris sends produce to the Yisrael landowner? V'Yamar Ha'ilu Musar, he says, hi, this is stuff that is Mu'usar. Ani Omer Menashuk Lakach, we don't assume that he, the Aris, took it from the field that he is working on, and he's sending it to his owner, because people don't do that. People don't do that take from their own, where they're working, without rishus of the landowner. Says the Gra, Pirish, V'lo chayshinon shem alakach min asadeh, shu Aris ba. We're not choshis that he took it from the field that he's an Aris. D'mistama lo yikach shalom idas balabayas. He wouldn't take from shalom idas balabayas. And therefore, he is believed. V'hamar, hare, let's just finish the line. V'hamar harelu musarin, ani omer min ashok lakach. I say that he must have taken it from the shuk. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a little different pshat. He says, even if he says that it's from his own field and it's Mu'usar, he's believed, Migu, that he could have said, Minashuk Lakach. So it seems to be a machlokas. The Gra says he actually said, Minashuk Lakach, he's believed. Or the Bir Chagrievsky says, and according to the Gra, when it says, Minashuk Lakach, it means actually Minashuk. Or if Chaim Kanievsky would say, it's Ki'ilu, right? He's believed to say it's Mu'usar because he Migu, that he could have said Minashuk Lakach, so it has that status. That it is not needed for Meiser. V'hushia also amin matsui b'shuk. As long as that min is available in the marketplace. Lo sof davar b'she'en lo bosa amin l'toch asadehu. And not only if he doesn't have that type of min in his field, Ella, as we explained, I feel yesh lo meosa amin l'toch asadehu. Right? Even if he has that same stuff in his own field, But still, because it's available on the shuk, it's also mutter. Again, either because we actually assume that way, we don't think he took it from the field without permission of the landowner, or the migu, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here, and that is that he could have said he got it from the shuk. Okay, last mishnah in our parak. Lachay Mathisan. I'm Arad Shamal Achaver, Kachli Agud Azerek, and I'm Arad says to Achaver, can you please go buy me some vegetables? Please go buy me some vegetables. So the chaver here is not, he's a shliach. He's a shliach of the Amaretz. He's not buying it for his own, for himself. He says, a shliach of the Amaretz. So says the Mishnah, kach li klus kenechad, or he says, go buy me a loaf of bread. Read some gears, some have the gears with a gimel. Lokeach stam pater. So if he just buys it, and he brings it back to the Amaretz, pater, the chaver, middleman, has no chiev to be ma'aser. Because it's not like he's being motzi stuff that would be usher for him to give. No, he's just so to speak, the shliach lekabbalah of the Am Haaretz. Right when he gets it, it goes straight to the Am Haaretz's reshus, therefore he has no chiev. The Chazon Ish writes, maybe he's not so comfortable with this, maybe it's still smacks of lifnei iver, maybe we're talking about an Am Haaretz who's an ani or an achsanoi. Okay, that's his suggestion in Yud Dalad Yud Zayin. But the Mishnah continues, Im Amar, Zu Shaliv, Zu Shalchaveri. But if the Chaver went and bought stuff for himself also, he says, this is my stuff, this is my friend's stuff, and then when it's Arba, then it got mixed up, then he's stuck. Chayav Lasser, Afilu Hein Meah. Then he's Chayav Maaser, because anything that he might be giving to the Amaretz might have been his originally, and now he's giving it to the Amaretz, and he's not allowed to be Motzi Dmai Mitachas Yado, and therefore he would have to be Maaser, even if Meah. Even if it's 100, meaning there's no Bittel here. There's no bittel here because it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's the Malach Shlomo on Mishnayos here. Davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. What's the svar for davar sheyesh lo matirin? So we mentioned this. I mentioned that I was going to say this at the beginning of Shir because this had to do with the a thought on yesterday's discussion where we said that it can't two people splitting up the Yerusha, they can't even say you take Perus Mukhsharin and you take Perus She'ena Mukhsharin. And I'll take the Eina Mukhsharin because that's considered different because they're different in Halacha. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. The next daf, when we talk about Dovah She'esh L'Matirin, we'll get back to that previous daf if I remember. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we do daf Samach Dalid in Demai, which is the last full daf here in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai.